So this past Shabbos is Parshas Balak. And in Parshas Balak, we need to understand this whole story with the donkey. Lavan is riding his donkey, and I'm sorry, Bilam is riding his donkey, and the donkey sees the Malach, and Bilam doesn't see the Malach, and Bilam hits the donkey. And finally, the donkey's mouth is the donkey is given the ability to speak, and it's able to tell Bilam, able to talk to Bilam, and then Bilam's eyes are open. So, what message was the Rabbeinu Shlom trying to send Bilam here? And why did that message need to come specifically in the form of Bilam not understanding or not being able to see what his donkey is able to see? We also need to understand that in the beginning, when Balak's messengers come to Bilam, the Rabbeinu Shlom comes to Bilam and Bilam asks permission to go. Hashem says, "Don't go." Then afterwards, I'm on the phone. Then afterwards, Bilam. Bilam persists on going, and so Hashem says to him, "You know what? If if they came to call you, you could go with them." And then, as Bilam goes, the Malach is standing there to block the way. So, what is going on here? Does the Rebbeinu Shlom want him to go? Does he not want him to go? First he tells him to go, then he tells him not to go. Then Hashem blocks his way. So what is going on here? In the pasuk where it mentions that Bilam hit the donkey, or actually it's in the pasuk where the donkey is talking to Bilam, it says in the pasuk, "Vayiftach Hashem es pi'a alsein." Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey. "Vatayim el Bilam," and she said to Bilam, "Me'al sisi l'cha." "What did I do to you, kiki sani zashalish regolam, that you have now hit me three times?" So Rashi says that the shalish regolam here mentioned in the pasuk is a reference to the Shalosh Regalim that we have, that we celebrate every year, the three Yom Tovim. "Ramazloi," says Rashi, "Ata mevakesh la'akar uma ha'chegegat Shalosh Regalim b'shana." You want to uproot a nation that celebrates three Yom Tovim in the year. And this Mamash Apella. I mean, is that the only thing Klal Yisrael does? You're coming to uproot a nation that observes 613 mitzvahs. Why specifically the Shalosh Regalim? Later on in the parasha, Bilam boasts to being a Yodei Hadas Elyon, one who knows the knowledge of the Upper One. It says in the pasuk, Naum shemea imrei kel yodea das elyon. He boasts about being a yodea das elyon. So we need to understand what does that mean, a yodea das elyon. And Chazal, in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, criticized Balak for saying that he's a yodea das elyon. And the Gemara says, hashta das behemta they have a yoda. Das elyon have a yoda. Mother, he didn't even know the das of his animal. How can he say he's a yodea das elyon? So I believe that the key to this week's parsha, the key to parsha's Balak, lies in these words of Chazal: Hashta das behemto lo have a yoda, das elyon have a yoda. Mother, he didn't even know the das of his animal. He knew das elyon. I'll explain. There are three areas of observance. Three areas of Avodas Hashem. The first area of observance is what Chazal say, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Before even preceding Torah, before Torah begins, there needs to be Derech Eretz. And Derech Eretz includes Midas Tovis, it includes refinement of character. It includes basic human sensitivity. Things that are expected of every human being. Matters of basic relationships, basic cordial behavior. These are all matters that precede Torah, that every human, that is, things that are expected of every human being. That is the number one area that every human being, and even more so every yid, has to be, that is an area that every human being, every yid has to be observant of before Torah even begins. The second area is Torah and Mitzvahs. Once a person has already accomplished the first area of Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, now a person can approach Torah. And this is, Torah includes everything we heard from the Rabbi Nishleilam, 613 Mitzvahs that we heard at Har Sinai, the Mitzvahs Drabanan, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. That is all included in the second area of observance. And then there's a third area of observance, and that is, as the Ramban says in Parshas Kedoshim, Kadesh Atzmocha B'Mutaloch, that a person is obligated to sanctify themselves in areas that are permitted. And the Ramban goes on to say that a person is able to live their lives and to be a novel b'shus ha-Torah. A person is able to, can live an indulgent life, an actually disgusting life, and it can all be within the guidelines of the Torah. And therefore, says the Ramban, that a person needs to be conscious as to what is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem didn't spell out everything in the Torah, but we're supposed to get an idea from the things that are written in the Torah. We're supposed to get an idea of what the Ratzon Hashem is, how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to live our lives. And we're not to live our lives strictly based on the text. We need to live our lives based on the idea of what the Ratzon Hashem is. And the Torah is basically is there to give us an idea of to what the Ratzon Hashem is, and we're supposed to derive from the Torah what Hashem wants from us. And therefore, it requires Kadesh Atzmocha B'Mutaloch, that we need to sanctify ourselves in areas that are permitted to us. Now, so these are the three areas of observance. Once again, the first is Derech Eretz, that is Kadma LaTorah, basic human conduct. Conduct that is that is expected of every human being. The second is Torah and Mitzvahs. And the third is the area of Kadesh Atzmacha v'Mutalach, understanding the Rotzen Hashem and observing the Rotzen Hashem, not just that is written in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemtoi. A tzaddik knows the soul of its animal. And the literal pshat in the pasuk is that a tzaddik is conscious and a tzaddik is sensitive to the needs of their, even to the needs of their animals. But the Chassidish Sforim understand this pasuk that is relating to the nefesh habahamis, the animalistic soul that is within each and every one of us. Every person has a nefesh habahamis. Every person has an animalistic soul. In addition to that, every yid has a nefesh alikis. Every yid has a godly soul. The function of the animalistic soul is to see to it that a person has their basic human sensitivities. That is the purpose, that comes from the animalistic soul that every human being has. So the basic relationships, basic cordial behavior that is expected of every human being comes from the nefesh habahamis, comes from the animalistic soul. The things that are expected of yidden, which is Torah and Mitzvahs and beyond, that comes from the person's nefesh alikis. But the nefesh habahamis, that is from where human beings get their basic human sensitivities. So when the pasuk says Yodea tzadik nefesh behemtoi, that a tzaddik knows his nefesh habahamis, that means that the tzaddik conducts themselves based on the human sensitivities that comes from the nefesh habahamis. The tzaddik is sensitive to the nefesh habahamis. And of course, the tzaddik is then sensitive to the nefesh alikis. But before the nefesh alikis begins, one must be sensitive to the nefesh habahamis to have the basic derech eretz that is kodma l'toyr. Now, it is basic human sensitivity and basic human conduct that one person should not curse another. It's basic human sensitivity. And when Balak's messengers came to Bilam to come curse a nation that never did him any wrong, had Bilam been sensitive to his das behemtoi, had he been sensitive to the das of his nefesh habahamis, he would have turned them away immediately. But Bilam wasn't even sensitive to his das behemtoi. He wasn't even sensitive to his nefesh habahamis. He didn't possess the basic sensitivities that human beings have. And as a result of that, the message that Rabbi Nishtalem wanted to show him was, you aren't even sensitive to your das behemto. You're not even sensitive to the das of your animal. And your animal can see things that you can't see. That was the message to Bilam. The message was, you aren't even sensitive to the basic human sensitivities, which is called das behemto. So the first area of observance that we spoke about, the area of Derech Eretz, is called Das Behemtoi. The Das of the Nefesh HaBahamis that every person has. The second area, as we explained, is Torah and Mitzvahs. That we hear from the Rabbeinu Shlalem himself. The third area, which is Kadesh Atzmacha V'Motelach, getting the idea of what is the Ratzon Hashem, even though it's not spelled out in the Torah. I'd like to suggest that area is called Das Elyon. The Ratzon Hashem, Das Elyon. Understanding what the upper will is. So now we understand that when Bilam boasts to be a Yedea Das Elyon, to understand what the Ratzon Hashem is, Chazal criticized him and say, Hashta Das Behemtoi Lehava Yada. You don't even understand what the Das Behemtoi is. The Das of your Nefesh HaBahamas, you don't even understand. The basic and most lowest level of a human being understanding what is expected of a human being and what is the basic conduct that a person needs to conduct themselves towards each other. You don't even have that because you wanted to go curse a nation. Das Elyon HaVayada, you're claiming that you understand what the Ratzon Hashem is at the highest level. And now the Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted to test Bilam, in each one of these areas. So first, the first test was Balak's people coming to ask Bilam to curse a nation. Bilam, and that should have been a test to Bilam's Das Behemtoi, to Bilam's basic Derech Eretz, and Bilam failed. He was eager to go curse this nation. So the Rabbeinu Shlalim tested him in the second area. And the Rabbeinu Shlalim himself told him, don't go. Which is the concept of the second area, which is Torah and Mitzvahs that we hear from the Rabbeinu Shlalim. Bilam fails that as well. Bilam persists that he wants to go. So the Rabbeinu Shlalim tests him in the third area. And the Rebbeinu Shlalim says, okay, you can go. Hoping and testing that Bilam would understand that even though the Rebbeinu Shlalim lets him go, but it's not the Ratzon Hashem. Bilam fails that test as well. And as soon as the Rebbeinu Shlalim says, you can go, Bilam is on his way. And hence, as a result of that, we now understand why the Rebbeinu Shlalim wanted to block him from going. Because the Rebbeinu Shlalim's Ratzon was never that Bilam should go. It was only a test to see whether Bilam would be sensitive to the Ratzon Hashem. The three Yom Tovim that we have, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, represent these three areas of observance. Pesach is a time that we celebrate going out of slavery. A matzah that we were in that took away from us all human sensitivities. We were slaves, we were animals. And our chayrus from Mitzrayim was to bring back to us the basic sensitivities of human beings, basic derech eretz. And that's why as soon as we leave Mitzrayim, we have 49 days to refine our character. To bring our character back to that of normal human beings. And as soon as we regain our human sensitivities, our Das Behemtoi, our Derech Eretz, we have the second Yontif, which is the Yontif of Kabbalah Satoira, where the Rebbeinu Shlalim speaks to us and gives us Torah and Mitzvahs, the second area of observance. And finally, we have the Yontif of Sukkos, where we go out to the sukkah. L'man yedu doroseichem. So we should have Das Elyon. The schach represents the Das Elyon. L'man yedu doroseichem. And we eat and we drink and we sleep in the sukkah. All the matters of reshus, all the matters of, all the voluntary matters. So that we can exercise kadesh atzmacha b'mutaloch, to sanctify ourselves in areas that are permitted to only to do so based on the Ratzon Hashem. So Bilam, that failed the test in all three areas, has his donkey tell him, you want to uproot a nation that is observant in the Sholesh Regalim, and you who have failed all three tests, you want to try to bring down this nation. You won't be successful. So I believe that the message of Parshas Balak is to bring our awareness to all three of these areas. That we first have to be careful about the inyanim of Derech Eretz, to be conscious of our das behemtoi, of our nefesh avahamis, to have the Derech Eretz kodmo l'toyre, and then obviously to be mekabel ha'toyre and to listen to every word that Rabbeinu Shlomo says to us in Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh. And finally, we need to be yoide das elyon. We need to know what the das elyon is. We need to derive from the Torah what is the rotzen Hashem to be kadosh atzmecha v'mutalach. And in that tzchus, we should be zoicha to all the brachas that I mentioned in this week's parsha. And that all the klolos of those who wish bad to befall us should be reversed into brachas. Specifically the brachas that I mentioned in this week's parsha that include the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Meher of Yameinu Amen. I'll share with you one more verse.